This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Is there any limit to free speech? And I'm rather disturbed we're still discussing this. I'm sorry, no, we're not adapting our own speech codes. We're not going to make ourselves more sensitive to people. We in the West still have this pathetic discussion about, oh, what are the limits of free speech?
I find it rather strange that Douglas Murray, who's had a history of advocating for restrictions on Muslim speakers at universities, he deigns to say he's a champion for free speech, so to speak, but yet his organization argued for restrictions on for platforms for Muslim speakers going to universities. He wanted to ban the burqa in public buildings and a kind of social ban on it in public. So for him, and argued that conditions for Muslims in Europe must be made harder across the board.
Let's bring Douglas back in. Douglas, wait.
I find it a little. I find it a little bit strange that he should deign to call himself, brazenly call himself some, or at least imply he's some kind of champion for free speech or free expression.
Look, this Islamist lunatic in your studio can't answer the basic question.
Okay, firstly, I want to answer his question because he asked me first, which is about the Iranian regime. Well, having not being an Iranian citizen nor participating in any elections to elect the Iranian regime doesn't really represent 1.8 billion Muslims.
And okay, so if you're here representing 1.8 billion Muslims, it's very simple. Douglas has just said it. All right, as your own self, having heard what he said, do you agree with anybody who comes up with the sentence he was to blame for being knifed in broad daylight 15 times in his neck? Do you?
The only person to blame for the knifing of Salman Rushdie is the assailant himself. If you're asking me who's to blame, I say the assailant, much like Douglas Murray said that the Christchurch killer, the one who massacred the Muslims in the mosque,
that
only the killer was to blame, not those who radicalised him into viewing Muslims as a threat to the West. I'm simply saying that, unlike knee-jerk dog whistle politics we hear from Douglas Murray, why don't we wait to the court case to see what motivated the individual? I'm waiting for the evidence. I'm waiting to, like, what does he say motivated him? If he said it was motivated by the Iranian government fatwa, fine, I accept
it. Do you not think he might have been, I guess is the question.
Yeah, he might have been, yes.